it just struck me when I was first reading the first chapter when he was talking about his mother's illness, and I immediately identified it as alcoholism before he even said it was. I was angry at the mother, but the more I read the book, the more I realized that I was angry with him for his own betrayal of his friends and family. I was angry at his father for what he was doing to his family, and I was angry at the mother, of course, for what she was doing to her son, but just anger in general at the Libyan dictatorship, all of that. I had a little bit of knowledge about some things just from having read Thousand Splendid Sons and The Kite Runner, but never on a personal level. It's through the eyes of a child and what he saw and how he interpreted things, and it just was really disturbing to me. This book was hard for some people to read, and I think it's because we're always looking for happy endings and for things to turn out right, and realistically, this was a terrible, traumatic experience, and he didn't come out okay in some ways. In the past, particularly in the 70s and the 80s, Libya was a country that we heard a lot about and a lot of negatives with Muammar Gaddafi, and now we don't hear so much about him, and for whatever reason, whether there's political motivation or because we have our own interests in other places in the Persian Gulf area, we don't think about that, so we think everything is okay when realistically it's not. And even if things have improved, the repercussions of those negative things that have happened in the past are still ringing through today.